Certainly not when I entered the ideal of Cistercian life, of which the order that I belong to is descended from. It was a real dose of silence and solitude that was, I think, very, very helpful. But after Vatican II, the abbots became a little more conscious of human development, and so they changed those rules.
Is it fair to say the trend towards Eastern religions in the 60s and 70s opened the door in some ways to contemplative prayer, which you've been involved with, which has been compared to meditation in some ways?
Well, there's a delightful amount of variety in the meditative or contemplative world that's so rich you don't know where to begin and what to do next. So my idea was that since the Eastern religions are doing so well in this country with their forms of meditation, what if we put the Christian tradition into a method? Now, it's true there were various methods over the centuries, but not as specific or involving training and how to bring this to people who didn't live in a monastery. So we said, well, let's try it. And to our surprise, it was a great interest. All the religions are designed to bring us or to sustain us in a journey that is common to the human beings as such. So they sound different when really they're talking about the same experience. This, it seems to me, is the work of religions today, more than converting people to be Christians. It's getting along and accepting all the other world religions. It's hard to remain in that state of mind when you're bombarded by bombs and shells or hunger or poverty. So these are the thoughts of an old man who's been in a monastery about 70 years. And it's just beginning to understand some of the great truths of faith.